views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working.
Welcome to Man Up with Carl Mott and Ted Leidy. Good morning. Hey, good evening. Hey, it's the 26th of May. Is this our fourth show, Jared? I think so. Something like that.
Maybe. Well, I'm fourth or fifth. I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, that's 4 months.
Oh, yeah. Up,
and Ted Leidy is on assignment today. You know, people are going, where's Ted? And where is Ted? Ted's in Sacramento teaching. And Ted was gone for like 2 months. He'd sneak back into town for 3 days and he'd leave again. Ted was on the quest of doing a double grand slam turkey hunt. And it took him literally from Florida to Mexico. Mexico twice, two different types of birds. To Hawaii, to Idaho, to Washington, to Oregon. Virginia, I think. He was in so many different places, but he accomplishes something that's so rare. So, my hat's off to him. And my hat's really off to Lisa, his wife, who put up with this. So, hey, welcome to Man Up. So many things going on, and I'm not even sure where to start. But I'm going to start with Uvalde, Texas, and what happened there a couple of days ago. This spawn of Satan went in and killed 19 children and 2 teachers. And a lot of things have been coming out since then. One of the things that bothers me or concerns me is safety in schools. And, you know, with what's going on in our country right now, Buffalo, and then this in Uvalde, Texas. So today on our show this morning, had a Lieutenant Dan Smetak from the Reading Police Department and Captain Gene Randall from the Sheriff's Office and Mike Freeman, who is the Assistant Superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education. And we talked about safety in schools. And we talked about what happened at Enterprise yesterday. If you know, Enterprise went into a lockdown because of a reported gun. And Lieutenant Smetak is the one who is in charge of that. And when it was over, when they finished with this, they were confident that there had been no gun on campus. What had happened was several students thought they had seen a gun in this person's pocket. And they reported it, as they should. Well, of course, then they went into a lockdown, doors locked, students getting away from windows, all those things. And then the police, police just swarmed the area. They found out who they were talking about. They went to that schoolroom. They took the person out. And frankly, I think it's a young man, but I'm not sure. They never were specific on that. Questioned him, and he said, I don't have a gun. I didn't have a gun. It wasn't one of those things. One of the questions that came in today, could this have been something where kids were trying to get other kids in trouble? And it didn't appear that way either. The detectives were there questioning everybody. But they were able to, because of the cameras on campus, they were able to track this person all the way across campus. So it doesn't look like, he was stowing anything or anything like that. And again, I say he. I think it's a he. It could be a she. And so it was a false alarm. However, it's nice to know that kids are doing what they should do. If they see something like this, they're reporting it. And then the police, like I said, law enforcement, here they come. And then we got into a conversation about safety in our schools. And this is a big thing. I'm looking at the fact in our county, we have so many districts, and some of them are small districts with one school, 30 kids in it or 40. in the outlying areas where the campuses are open? And can people walk onto the campuses? What kind of security do we have there? What would it take to make our schools more secure? And they're doing a list of that right now. They're making a list of that right now because they're having a meeting for budgets and what they're trying to get. And here's going to be my question. Here's my question to the city council and the board of supervisors. If they come up with a list of things, camera systems, doors that lock can be locked from one spot in the school main office, doors that can be locked, metal doors that you're not going to kick in and you're not going to be able to enter into a classroom, because as we found out in Uvalde, Texas, this guy came out shooting at the school and at other people, walked in through the doors, took a right, and walked into an open classroom. And that's where it started. If we have something like this, the alarm going off, can we lock it down? Can we do that? And then, at least then, if the shooter, this active shooter, can't get into a classroom, all the classrooms are locked. Or how about this? It's even better. What about all the outside doors being locked? So there's one point of entry. So no matter, even to come in on the west side of a campus, that you still can't get in any doors, and the windows have film over on them, so they don't know who's inside. And then if they're going to get in, they have to come in through the main gate, through the main office area. And that can be locked too. Is this 100%? No, of course not. But it does deter. It slows down, because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to slow down what happens. Let's go to the phones. I think it says Rick. Is that correct? No.
That's R and a C.
Oh, RC. Okay. Now, RC's calling in tonight with our cigar of the month. Hello, RC.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good. I'm just talking about, some of the events that have been happening lately. But, we need a break here. Tell us about our cigar of the month.
Right. I hear you. My prayers definitely go out to the families in Texas. But to switch gears, talk about our cigar of the month at Tobacco and Brew. Thank you for the opportunity, Carl. This month coming up for June is La Unica Dominican Primeros, brought to you by J.C. Newman and Arturo Fuente. We have a number of cigars, as you know, that we sell, and I'm kind of the official, unofficial taste tester for what we design.
Yeah, how do you get a job? How do you get a job like that, RC? You know the owner, right?
You have. It's not the people you know; it's how you know them.
That's true. That's true.
So we, like I was saying, I test a number of cigars. This is a reiteration of a classic, if you will. La Unica goes back to 1986, when Stanford Newman talked to Arturo Fuente and said, hey, I want to come up with a premium stick, and I want it to smoke just as good as anything you sell, but I want it to offer it for a great price point. And they came up with this superb blend, and we are offering the Maduro Connecticut Broadleaf Wrapper version. And I'll tell you, of all the sticks that I've kind of tested, this one really stood out. And I asked Shelley if she would bring these in, and she decided to. So we're very excited. There's not too many sticks out there that I get excited about, but this is definitely one of them. Tell you a little bit about the cigar itself. Like I said, we're offering the Maduro version, which is a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, which is a fancy speak for that tobacco leaf is grown in full sun. The sizes we're offering are called the 200 and the 100. Now, these are pretty big cigars. The 200 is coming in at 7 inches and a 49 ring gauge. The 100, if you can believe this, is coming in at 8.5 inches with a 52
wow.
ring gauge. So this is definitely a sit back, relax, and enjoy moment.
It's a manly type cigar.
Right.
Do you need help holding it?
Well, this is definitely probably a good hour to hour and a half smoke. So we find some people that are maybe out on the golf course, or we've got Memorial Day coming up this weekend, a good time to sit down with some of your fellow patriots and go over some memories with a fine stick.
I agree with that. Yeah. Sit back and think. Memorial Day is a lot of people, oh, it's barbecue, it's happy Memorial Day. No, Memorial Day is when we remember those who have fallen, our friends, our brothers, our sisters who have fallen in combat. Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
I may have to go down and get a stick and do that.
I think you should.
I think. I mean, I've got.
We have one waiting for you.
Well, I've got a lot of them, but, you know, I don't know if I can do the hour and a half one, but maybe the smaller grade, the smaller one. So, okay, so you have those there right now then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And come on down, Tobacco and Brew, get yourself a stick or a few.
Or a few.
And we'll be happy to help you.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing, Carl.
Sure.
Something that we like to share with our cigar community is we guarantee quality and great customer service. So if anybody ever has an issue, just you don't have to bring the stick back. Just tell us about it. We'll make it right.
Well, you know what? You all have always been a top flight store. And your humidor is probably one of the best in, well, I know it's one of the best in Northern California. It's to be able to go down and pick now. Tell us again what the name of this one is.
Absolutely. Thank you. This is the La Unica Dominican Primeros. And you can get your 8.5 by 52 or 7 inch by 49. Lovely draw. This is a great stick. Superb notes of earth, toast, sweetness. It's really a fantastic stick at a great price point.
Okay. Well, thanks, RC. Any last
Thank
thoughts?
You.
Any last thoughts here before we break?
Hey, I would just like to give a shout out to my father, career military man. Started his career in Korea in 1953, several tours in Vietnam, and ended in 73. And this one's to you, Dad.
Okay. We can finish on that. Thanks a lot, RC.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening. Sang a little bit of these working man blues.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low. Values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Welcome back to Man Up. Good evening. It is 6:22 in the evening here. Ted Lighty and Carl Bott. Ted's on assignment today. He'll be back next month. And he says he's going to be back for the rest of the year. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see what else comes up. We were talking before we left. We had RC on from Tobacco and Brew telling us about a great cigar. But before that, we were talking about what had happened in Texas, and then I segued into having the police, the sheriff's office, and the Office of Education here talking about making, what can we do? You know, the long-term things, I frankly don't give a damn what you think about should you have a gun, a certain kind of gun, or not have a certain kind of gun. That's a long-term, if ever, question that'll go on for, you know, like I said, it's been going on for decades and more decades. But what can we do to, as we do in the Marine Corps, how do you harden an area so that it deters people, that they'll go keep going to someplace else? And we can hold the Office of Education saying, what are you doing? But it comes down really to your own school boards. Are they making a plan? Are they coming up with ideas? Are they having a security expert come down and look at the school, say, you know, you need to maybe put a fence here. Maybe, you know, you need to lock all the doors coming in so there's, you can get out, but you can't get in, type of thing. Cameras, security. And I made a comment like this on Facebook. And one of the responses was, I don't want my school to look like a prison. It doesn't have to look like a prison, and frankly, that's stupid. You know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say it was stupid. It was not a well-thought-out comment because they don't have to look like prisons. But what they can do is keep it locked down, you know, all during the school day. What's wrong with that? They can still walk out, and in between classes, they can go from spot to spot to spot. But then they've got to be back in. You know, they can't just wander the campus. And if they do, they've got to come around to the front and come in that way with somebody there. The whole point on it is that will take money. So now you're talking about what's the priority for the city and the county? Oh, that should be the state. Well, no. not necessarily because the state moves slowly and who knows how long it'll take them. We just got millions of dollars, as you know, from the feds after COVID. Millions. I'm talking about millions. That's coming to the city and millions coming to the county. It's not going to take $20 million to do this. No. You could probably do all of this for under $1 million. And this is one-time buys only in many cases. Then you look at, do we need armed security at the schools? What stops a bad man with a gun is a good man with a gun. A trained good man with a gun. Because as we found out when the shooters, is that when they run into and they get frustrated, they have a tendency either to just surrender or kill themselves. If they can't get into places, and you're holding them there, and in that 10 minutes in the city of Reading, you're going to have more police than you can count. They'll come out from behind desks. They'll do everything they can to get there. Active shooter at a school. In the county, yes, it's going to be longer. That's why they've got to be able to hold a position there, to keep somebody outside as long as possible. So, just thoughts. But I think if I was a parent or a grandparent, I'd ask, where's the priority? Why aren't we putting money into our schools for this? And you can say, well, is that going to happen in Reading? You know, Reading is a pretty solid community, but it only takes one like that. I got an email from a gentleman from a local church that asked me, they're concerned. They're getting threats and all this, especially since Roe versus Wade, you know, people threatening the church, threatening the people. You know, what should they do in there? What should they do if somebody comes in and disrupts the service? Well, I told him, call the police now before it happens and ask them, what are your parameters? What can you do if something like this happens? The second thought is, if you believe that there is an armed threat, do you want to have part of your congregation armed? Nobody likes that idea. Oh, I shouldn't bring a gun to church. Well, you shouldn't have to bring a gun to school either, but it happens because people have a tendency, these spawn of Satan have a tendency to go to places that are gun-free zones. So, that's all I'm going to say about this, except that I was very happy to hear that how the Reading Police and the Shasta County Sheriff's Office handles this. They don't wait to get four or five or six officers there. When they arrive, they go straight to the shooting. If it's one of them, if it's two of them, they're going to go straight to the shooting. They're not going to wait. And they practice this. They train with this. They train when schools are out on how to clear areas, how to go into schools, and tactics for that. And people should know that. People should know that our police and our schools train on what happens if there's an active shooter. And so nobody's just being complacent about this. And every time something like this that happened in Uvalde, Texas, a small town, nobody expected something like this to happen. And no, it wasn't an illegal that came across the border. It wasn't a terrorist. It was a terrorist and a little homegrown terrorist. The other thing about it is, the more you learn about this person, the more you realize that he checked all, if not all the boxes, 90% of the ones that said, watch this guy, including being seen by a mental health authorities and being talked to by the police. It started, as many of these do, with when he shot his grandmother, wounded her, and then it went from there. There's going to be facts going on and on and on about this, but the bottom line is I feel comfortable in the fact of what our school is doing on the ground as it is right now. And also what the police are doing and what the sheriff's doing about what happens if something happens like this. But I am not comfortable in the fact that I think that we couldn't spend more time and energy in making these schools harder, harder to get into, if they do get into it, not being able to get into a classroom no matter what they do. With just a simple door system, cameras, and an alarm. And one school actually has the ability to shut down every outside door with just a push of a button. Think about that. Instead of having somebody have to run down there and lock it, no, they just push a button and it locks the outside doors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after that.
I grabbed my honey baby and I fixed her old behind. She said, you better spit out that chewing tobacco if you want to kiss me on the big old smack with that Copenhagen. Makes me feel so good.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. Back in the saddle again.
Welcome back to Man Up, Back in the Saddle Again. I think that thing was recorded in the 30s. Was it Gene Autry? Okay. Back in the saddle again. Well, we are. Man Up. Welcome back to Man Up. Thanks for joining us tonight. Ted wants to be here, but is down working down in, out of town. Now, he'll be back next month, and he promises me he'll be here for the rest of the year. Excuse me. We talk about tough times right now. How do you thrive? How do you make it through tough times? And they say, people say tough times don't last. Tough people do. And that's true, but that isn't the secret here. there's a guy by the name of Chad House who has a website. And while I don't agree with everything Chad says, and he does come up with some things like, how do you thrive? How do you thrive in turmoil? When you apply the word thriving in for a company, a corporation, the robust company is able to withstand bad times. The fragile company is crushed when turbulence hits. But the anti-fragile company grows during periods that would typically hurt or at least stall a company. We humans overall are anti-fragile. As a species, we've created things to help us live in any climate, get food in drought, withstand floods, wars, pestilence, and thrive even in the worst conditions. And you, as an individual, can become anti-fragile. You know, how do you do that, though? You know, one thing this guy by the name of Jim Rohn said, learn how to be happy with what you have while you pursue all that you want. Happiness isn't because of something. How many times do you read these stories about these incredibly rich people? The, quote, Hollywood stars end up killing themselves, destroying their lives with drugs. If you've just, and I have tried to avoid it, and it's very difficult, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Jared, have you read any of this since it began?
Very little.
Well, you know what? I try to avoid it, but sometimes you just can't avoid it.
But I've mentioned this before. I have a Twitter account. I don't actually use it to tweet, but yeah. I do read stuff on it, and that is, like, all over it every day.
Yeah, I mean, here you have two people that are incredibly wealthy by, you know, by any standard you look at it, and yet one of them craps on the side of defecates in the side of the other one's bed. And, I mean, the things that you've been hearing, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about that. And yet, incredibly wealthy, ask them if they're happy right now. Oh, no, they're not happy. You know, rich people that get themselves into this, you think, gosh, if I had that kind of money, I wouldn't be doing that. And probably most of us wouldn't, because we've come up earning what we have. And I'm not saying actors don't earn it, but, I do. You know what? People getting paid $30 million for a movie, I have a problem with that. $40 million for a movie. People getting paid $56 million to throw a ball, I have a problem with that one, too. Do I enjoy watching professional sports? Yeah. You know, do I think about how much money they make? No. But to tell you the truth, if I want advice from somebody that plays with balls, footballs, baseballs, basketballs, you know, I'll talk to my dog. You know, I trust him more than I would a philosopher with a basketball in his hand. So learn to be happy with what you have while you pursue all you want. Happiness isn't because of something. It comes from within. It simply exists. You're not happy because you found a great woman. You're not happy because you have a great relationship with your kids or you've earned a ton of money. All these can be taken away from you tomorrow. Happiness is a balance between ambition and worthiness, and your own worthiness here. You know, ambition, if it's too much and your drive is too much, it consumes you, and it doesn't allow you to enjoy those other things in life that can enable you to feel this sense of security, maybe a sense of something you can call happiness. And happiness is so different for all of us. But when you, if you're too driven to focus on getting what isn't yours, that can destroy anybody's idea of happiness. And if it's being exclusively driven, takes away the whole rest of your life. So your chance of having happiness balanced is not going to happen. You can't be happy if you're always focusing on what you don't have. It's what you do have and what you do with it. I believe Kipling in his immortal poem, if all around you, if you can lose everything on the toss of a dice and come back, you know, and, you know, and beyond all of that, if you can walk with, you know, crowds and yet talk with royalty, if all of these things, if you remember that poem, then at the end it says, then you are a man. If you don't lose sight of yourself. So again, it's hard to stay positive and motivated in times like this. Do you let external events affect you? Too many times we do. I talked about it the other day. This gentleman was talking about the differences between a man's brain and a woman's brain. And if you haven't heard this, he explains that a man's brain, your brain is filled with little boxes. None of these boxes touch each other. So that when a man's asked a question, what'd you do today? He goes to that box. He opens that box up. He takes out what I did today, the highlights. He tells what he did today. He then takes it back, puts it back in the box, puts the top on it, making sure that the box doesn't touch anything else. That's the way men are. We compartmentalize. A woman's brain, on the other hand, is wired together so that if you ask them what they did today, you're going to end up hearing things that happened yesterday, maybe a year ago, maybe what's going to happen tomorrow, all of these, because that's the way they're wired. Does that mean it's worse? No. Don't misunderstand me. Their brain is thinking on four or five different planes, where men, we think of one thing. The other thing, the one box that all men have, Jared has it, I have it, President Biden has it, every President Trump has it. Every man has this box. It's a little bit bigger box. And again, it doesn't touch any of the other boxes. And you open it up, it's nothing. What are you thinking about? That box is opened up. Nothing. Do you ever do that, Jared? Somebody says, what are you thinking about?
Sure, I do that.
Yeah, nothing. I don't think nothing. We have a box. Men have a box like that. We compartmentalize. Women don't have that box. Our box, of course, it doesn't touch it. It doesn't touch other boxes. We can open that nothing box a lot. They've put electrodes on men's brains, on men's heads, and studied their brain activity when they're into this nothing box. And it looks like, I mean, there's no brain activity at all, or very little blips. And yet, and you think, well, this person is brain dead. And yet, when you ask them a question, they run back in there, open up the next box, bring that out. But we have that nothing box. But again, going back into compartmentalizing, that's what part of the way that can help you get past things is being able to compartmentalize. What makes you happy? Well, I open up my happy box. Happy box could be today. You could be a horse. After I finish thinking about that, it goes back into that box, and the next thing could be going down and buying a Fuente cigar and a Memorial Day sitting outside with a Guinness and thinking about my days in the Marine Corps and thinking about friends who are no longer with us, friends who were here one day and gone the next, here 1 minute and gone the next. And think about that, because that's what Memorial Day is to remember those who have fallen. So how do you stay positive and motivated in tough times? It's up to you. You can't rely on things. It comes from within. You can't rely on being happy by having material things or even relationships. They can all be gone tomorrow. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Green Mayor, your friendly oil change. Green Mayor and all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9, or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning.
Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Ted's on assignment this month, and we'll be back next month. So many things going on this past week, the past 2 weeks. The Reading Rodeo, of course, finished up this past Saturday. And I have to say that it was the Reading Rodeo made national news. It's always on the Cowboy Channel, and that's a national site. But we had our national news is when the bull decided to leave the arena, and it went right over the sign. Stephanie Bridget's political sign went right over that. It cleared, not only just cleared this 8-foot-plus fence, cleared that, missed the front row of seats. But it took out the second and third row, but didn't take out people, you know, and then made the right turn, and we had the gate, the Rodeo Association had that gate open so people could get, you know, in and out. Thankfully, it was open, because if it hadn't been, the bull would have turned. Now, at that point, as soon as he went over the fence, the bullfighters, the three of them, went over the fence right behind him. I mean, they weren't 2 seconds. They were running for that fence, got over the fence, and they started chasing them. And then within 7 minutes, of course, the Cowboys, who had raced out the other end of the arena and down around the Civic and caught the bull around the Sundial Bridge. Nope, the bull did not make it across the Sundial Bridge. Nope, the bull didn't trample or kill anybody. There was a one lady was taken to the hospital, but then released with minor injuries, and that was the only one, I believe, that was taken to the hospital. Now, the next night, we had a horse with one of the fly girls reared straight up, came back, and fell when the Marine Corps color guard was coming by. And as they went by, you can see this on TV, that one of the horses, one of the color guard horses, stopped and backed up a little bit because he was thinking, what is this? The rest of them kept going, and then this horse hurriedly caught up with them. Unfortunately, the young lady that was on this horse suffered a fractured leg, was injured, but she gave everybody, and this is, you talk about cowboying up, gave everybody a big thumbs up as they carried her out on a stretcher. She gave a big thumbs up to everybody, got a huge round of applause as she should. So, again, things that happen that you don't expect. But, again, we're blessed that we had, that young lady, is going to be fine. Her horse was fine. That was one of the first questions. What about the horse? Because people care. After they found out, she was going, well, is the horse okay? Yes, the horse is fine. Horse got up, trotted on over, and stopped next to all the queens. Miss Reading Rodeo, Miss Washington Rodeo, Miss California Rodeo. Just went over there and joined the gang and then was let out. Did you see that Colin Kaepernick is trying out for the, I believe it's with the Las Vegas Raiders?
I did read something about that.
Did you see that? Yeah. Is he coming back? Is he going to try? It's been 6 years since he's played football. And he had a huge impact on pro football, single-handedly started a movement that cut the viewership in NFL football probably by 50%. But they're saying here is that he was impressive during his workout, and that they've declined to say, though, whether the team was interested in signing Kaepernick. If the Raiders have always been a team that's kind of been on the edge in football, and their people they've had there. It wouldn't surprise me to see if they signed him. Now, on the other hand, it all comes down to the bottom line. Can Kaepernick or any player, one, help them win, and two, make them money? So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. In our town here, it just seems like the things that are going on in our town. Shooting down at what did I say that was, grocery outlet?
Yeah.
One shot. It appeared that the person had gone over there to one of our local coffee places and was kind of belligerent, but not physically belligerent, just belligerent. And then goes over to toward the grocery outlet there, and is shot. But nobody else was hurt, just him. And they've arrested the guy that did it already. And the guy that got shot was in the hospital right now. You have to ask yourself, what's going on? I talked to somebody today, and guns haven't changed. Guns have not changed. When did it start changing? One of the things that I learned today on the show was second grade teachers, 70% of the time, can pick a child that's going to end up in prison. Second grade teachers. They can also pick out kids that are going to succeed. 70% of the time. If you think about that already they know just by the way that, what's going on. We have these ACEs scores, things that happen at home. Lieutenant Smitak from the police department is also a coach. And he said that he can tell when a child has crossed that threshold, when he's coaching them, that whatever it is, he can tell when they've decided that they're going to the other side. And he says, no matter what you do, you know, you can try and try and try, but whatever it is at home, and it is at home, whatever it is, they've made that transition. Now, that's not 100% of the time. Of course, you can't say that. But when a second grade teacher can tell 7 out of 10 times when somebody's going to be in trouble the rest of their life, you have to ask yourself, what could have been done right then? Office of Education says they know of 5 people in our county school system that are a danger to themselves or others. 5. And I can't help but think, just 5? But 5. And those people are getting help. You know, they've identified them, and, you know, they're, you know, in a full court press and trying to get these people help. But just from and teachers seeing these kids every day, seeing a child go downhill and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Think of the frustration in that. On the other hand, think of how you feel if you can stop that from going downhill and bring that child back. And again, it goes back, I think, is teaching kids at a very early age. And again, it has to be with the family and the support network there, about being able to take responsibility and to treat people with respect. This shooter in Uvalde, if you go back and you see what happened, if he had an ACE score, if they ever gave him one of those, this guy would have maxed it out and probably have gotten extra credit for it. A lisp and a stammer when he was growing up. Bullied all the time. A mother that's on drugs. I'm not trying to explain away what he did. No, not at all. He knew the difference. He chose to do this. But are you ever going to say at one point, if they could removed him from that atmosphere or done something to mitigate it somehow, would have made a difference? And now we're going to go and people pointing at each other, fighting with each other, arguing, oh, well, you've got to get rid of guns. Oh, we've got to get rid of guns. Oh, it's, you know, you should be able to get mental health care as easy as you can buy a gun. It just goes on and on and on. But you know what happens? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing happens. And it goes through a cycle. And then it comes up to the next incident. And it goes all the way around again. Get people help. Reach in, put them on drugs, take them off drugs. Anyway, enough of this. I feel like this thing that happened in Uvalde really affected me. And I'll just say it. Linda knows it. This really affected me, anytime something like this happens. And you ask yourself, what can we do? There is no short-term answer to this. This is long-term. There's no way that you're going to fix this by next year or 2 years from now. But there's got to be an awareness. And parents and grandparents and stepfathers and stepmothers, you got to make it harder on the bad guy to get to your babies. Okay. People that died. Ray Liotta. Goodfellas. 67 years old. It was a surprise. Then who's it from Depeche Mode?
It was the keyboardist from Depeche Mode.
And then you said another band?
He was 60. And there's another band called Yes. Mm-hmm. The guitarist died. He was 72.
72. Wow. Steven Tyler. They've had to cancel their tour because he's relapsed back into drugs. He was saved years ago by the intervention by his fellow band members and his family to get him, to get him into treatment. And he's been okay, but he has, relapsed back into that. And again, we go back into happiness. Here's a guy that's world famous, got all the money in the world that he wants, And then when things happen, happiness, it's got to come from within. Everybody have a great day. Tomorrow morning on the show, we got One Safe Place. We're going to be talking restraining orders. And the big thing, Gold 45 Baseball is back tomorrow. And we're going to be broadcasting the first game of the season right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.